Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on Rumble, Rockfin, and on my Twitter /X, Eastern Time. Share the links and join the conspiracy. Support freedom, one and all. A couple items here. The Idaho Supreme Court upheld a ban on using a student ID to vote. And that would be very cool if they would do that in New Hampshire. They allow students who are going to school here in New Hampshire, when they come from out of state, they can vote here in New Hampshire. And oftentimes they will double up in their other states through absentee ballot. Donald Trump. Yes, they'll do a mail-in, Donald. And let's see. There's also a story that the Federal Election Commission has records that show that President Biden used campaign donation funds to pay his legal fees. Anybody recall? Yes, Donald Trump was criticized for doing exactly the same thing. And Canadian taxpayers will pay $70,000 to fly a non-binary person, that would be a confused person, to Texas to get an experimental surgery that would give him a so-called vagina and leave his other organ intact because he claims that that is correct. It's a good thing the taxpayers get to pay for medical care, huh? And a new study shows that Paris now has more bicyclists than motorists. Also, that's just a brief little something or other. Also, yes, indeed, the U.S. government is moving forward. Today, there was one last chance to try to get that amendment in there for the FISA Act to have to have a warrant attached to it if they were going to surveil Americans, but it didn't make it. So for that, I want to turn to a little theme, one and all. So let's go for it, shall we? Where is it? Yes, I need it right now. Where is that theme? I want it. I want it. Here it is. All right, we need our under surveillance theme. It's going to be quick because I took so long to get to it. John Lydon from the album. I like that one. And of course, we're going to be quick as promised. So we're going to fly through this briefly, but I do want to mention something where this is where I have, it's a point of, we have different points that we stress. I'll say it lightly like that, but it is something where I think that Thomas Massie is incomplete in many of the appearances he's made. I saw him a great interview with him on Redacted. It was a terrific interview. And he was also on with Eric Bolling. And so you'll see Eric Bolling over, where is he? Does he have his own thing now, or is it Don OAN? Here is what Thomas Massie said. I'll read it to you before I show you. He says, I spoke with Eric Bolling about a red flag in the FISA reauthorization bill. Now, there was one last chance to try to get an amendment put in there. Mike Lee mentioned this over the weekend. He says, it's not over yet. Monday's the day. It didn't work. It didn't work. Of course, it didn't work. I spoke with Eric Bolling about a red flag in the FISA reauthorization bill. The bill contains a carve-out giving members of Congress special treatment if the FBI spies on them without a warrant. FISA must protect all Americans from warrantless searches, not just congressmen. So I want to give you what I said in response, because I thought it was worthwhile, and I respect Thomas Massie's attempts to try to rein in the government and stop the expansion. I said, I think your position is good, but incomplete, because the Fourth Amendment requirement of a public warrant is not set aside by an asterisk allowing for other government operations when targeting foreigners. It spells out what must be done as a function of the federal government or any subsidiary or semi-autonomous state, as those exist under the Constitution. Government on all levels has no power to spy on anyone without a public warrant. And that operational command is mechanistic, part of the supposed constitutional system, regardless of target. And that is unavoidable. It's absolutely true. It doesn't matter. They don't delineate or distinguish between, well, you can't spy on Americans without a warrant, but you can spy on foreigners without a warrant. No, it's the government shall not do this without this. It's very, very clear. So just wanted to bring this up. I thought it was worthwhile to talk about this. It's valuable. And here's a little something of Thomas Massie on Newsmax. Here it is.
Is that clown McCabe got a gig at CNN?
Hold on a second. Got to go back here. All right. Yeah, there we go.
Many Republicans and Democrats in Congress are pushing for more FISA surveillance. Hopefully Congress can reform this, but we know the FBI used FISA to try to illegally take down President Trump. Remember that? There was only one arrest, and that guy got away with a slap on the wrist. All the other participants of this coup have gone unpunished and were even given book deals or are on fake news networks like CNN and MSNBC. Beginning in 2016, Democrats began to perceive correctly that the U.S. security state are their allies. The deep state was in bed with the Democrats. It's where Russiagate came from. And then came Trump's presidency. The CIA, FBI, and Pentagon repeatedly thwarted Trump's policies, so they swooned even more. One of the very same people that weaponized the surveillance state is pushing for it yet again to fight domestic terrorists, whatever that is, at home.
Hamas, we know, has a president.
If you're just listening, that's Andrew McCabe. Yes, indeed. Now, I don't see horns coming out of his head or a C for criminal emblazoned on his forehead, but you can imagine.
It's here in the United States. The idea that we would turn off the prime vision, the prime insight that we have into terrorists who are overseas, terrorists like Hamas terrorists, who may, in fact, be talking to people in the United States and planning activities here. We don't know that, but it's certainly a top priority for the FBI right now. The idea that we would turn off that flow of information, which is entirely lawful and has survived every court challenge, is just astounding to me.
Even more astounding is that clown, McCabe, got a gig at CNN. There's never an excuse to spy on innocent Americans, not even in the name of national security, because they'll abuse that. A decade ago, many people denounced mass warrantless NSA spying on Americans. Everyone should still be.
All right. So you understand he keeps repeating Americans, Americans, Americans. Now let's get over to the appearance of Thomas Massie and see what Massie has to say, because this is a 6 minute long piece. Here we go. Check this out. Here we go.
That's got to be fixed. Look, we know about the abuses. In fact, they spied on a congressman in the Intel Committee. And that's why they've actually created a carve-out in this bill, Eric, for congressmen. This is incredible to me. This should be a giant red flag. If the members of the Intel Committee are so secure that they have fixed all of the problems with this bill and we don't need warrants, why did they carve out a provision for Congress that says if the FBI is going to spy on a congressman using the 702 program, they have to notify Congress first? And if they say they're doing it for the congressman's own good, they got to get the congressman's permission to spy on him using the 702 program, you know, the backdoor search where they search the existing database. That should be a big red flag. Rules for thee, not for me.
Yes, and you know what really gets me is, you know, Thomas Massie did a great job talking about going into the super secret special room and going under the cone of silence that the Speaker of the House, Johnson, said that he went in there and then he realized, like, oh, well, yeah, the Fourth Amendment really should take a back seat to what I think are exigent circumstances and very important things that these spy guys tell us, right? Just ridiculous. And Thomas Massie, when he was chatting with Redacted, in fact, last night on Grand Theft World, they replayed the whole Redacted interview. It was terrific. I think almost all of it. Anyway, it was great. He said, yeah, you know, I've been in that room. I've heard from these people. You can't take a phone in. You can't take anybody else in. And they tell you all these scare stories. He says, you know, none of it panned out. I remembered the stuff.
It was none of it was for real. He says, and of course, and if you got the opportunity to see also Grand Theft World showed some of the terrific interview between Kim Iverson and that young woman in Michigan who's been put together the documentary film on the suspects, most of whom clearly didn't even have any idea what was going on when they got roped into this trumped up FBI created so-called kidnapping plot to go after Gretchen Whitmer. I think she was aware of it. I think she knew exactly what was going on. I think she knew what it was all played up. They told her not to worry. We're going to do this thing. It's going to help you politically, that sort of stuff. That's what I think happened. There's a documentary on it. I got to see pieces of it online. It's out there. So check it out. I don't even remember what the name of it is. Maybe somebody in chat can mention. But I've seen her interviewed by other people who are, you know, sort of online, chatting in the conspiracy, that sort of thing. Good folks on Rockfin have done chats with her and so on. And she's very cool, this woman, not Gretchen Whitmer, who put together this documentary, worked very hard to get a lot of those guys out of their legal predicaments. And yeah, the FBI literally, you know, went after a dude who was basically homeless and said, oh yeah, you know, we'll give you this. They sent out one of their ringers and said, yeah, you know, come join us, that sort of thing. And dangled money in front of them, that sort of thing. So Massey's like, yeah, these things, they make you all afraid. Well, it doesn't even matter. Even if you were afraid, you'd have to say, well, I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. We can't do this, even against foreigners. We can't do it against Americans. We have to amend the Constitution first. And the fact that they did this carve-out shows you just how willing they are to slice up their constitutional oaths to say, well, it applies here, but it doesn't apply here. Well, it applies here, it doesn't apply here. It's the same mentality where they give themselves a carve-out, and then they carve out certain things, and they pretend that the Fourth Amendment only applies to government spying on Americans when it is a general prohibition, and it instructs the government on the only way it can get information or gather materials that it wants. It has to get a public warrant issued by a judge. Now, I personally don't want to have to pay for that. I don't want to force my neighbor to pay for that. But that is the way that they say it's supposed to operate under the U.S. Constitution. Yep. And of course, it was all theater. Thomas Massie, at least he's been a good critic of this. And hats off to him for that part. I would hope that he opens it up to say, you know what, the whole idea of the government spying on foreigners is also unconstitutional. Quick roundup of a couple other stories, everybody. And this one is interesting. Took a screen cap of this from the folks at Redacted a little bit earlier. You might have seen this earlier. I retweeted. No, I didn't retweet this one because I wasn't sure exactly what they were looking at here. And it's still sort of uncertain. The FBI is opening up an investigation after, don't forget, the president of the United States, 2 hours after the event, said that they had ruled out any idea of foul play, any idea of terrorism in the Key Bridge collision and collapse. Well, the FBI, according to an FBI spokesperson, is aboard the cargo ship Dolly, conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity. They've opened up an investigation, and they're offering no other public information. They say there is no other public information available, and we will have no further comment. You mean you are not making any information further available, despite the fact that you're forcing me to pay for it? I appreciate that, Federal Bureau of Investigation. That's very nice of you. So what I wondered was whether they're looking into some sort of felony charge against the drivers, or it is a sort of terrorist thing. But don't forget, the president of the United States made his claim 2 hours after the accident, if it was an accident. And they didn't have anybody there from the federal investigation side until 2 days afterwards. So this, again, is another thing that belies the president's claim. Also, a quick update about what's going on in Brazil. Jeffrey Tucker writes this. Maybe it's a little bit Panglossian, which is rose-colored glasses. But he writes this. He is, of course, the founder and head of the Brownstone Institute, formerly of the American Institute for Economic Research, and one of the people behind the Great Barrington Declaration. He writes, "My friends in Brazil tell me that everything has changed practically overnight. thanks to the work of many on the ground. Elon Musk's morally courageous decision not to comply has emboldened the resistance there, and many egregious censorship attempts have been suddenly rolled back. There is a real atmosphere of change so that the bad guys are on the run. I hope this is true, and if so, it should tell us something about the impact of individuals who stand up to power with a principled opposition. It is essential for preserving and restoring rights and liberties. Well, they're going to have to change things in the Brazilian legislature. There are some number of people who are standing up for free speech, but they didn't stand up for free speech when Rumble was threatened and they didn't go into Brazil to do business. And I was wondering what Glenn Greenwald was going to do. Over the weekend, I saw that Michael Schellenberger said that the judge whom he had criticized and cited as trying to shut down speech on Facebook and so on, that he was looking to get Schellenberger arrested while Schellenberger was in Brazil. And he's like, I'm heading to the airport now. I hope I can make it out. I haven't seen whether he made it out yet. I haven't been able to check his X feed. I figure he probably did. Otherwise, I would have heard about it. So, I don't know. Jeffrey Tucker seems to be pretty hopeful about that. So, we'll see. We'll see. And finally, I want to give you this one in the news flash. If you get a chance, you'll want to check this out. I got to see a little bit of the report on this on Friday and got to see a little bit of the document on it. I was going to mention it on the show Friday. And, in fact, over at Redacted, Natalie Morris, the wife and co-host with Clayton Morris of Redacted, Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. on Rumble. That's where you'll see the entire show, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Rumble, Monday through Thursday for Redacted. Natalie Morris said it was a 120-page document. And if you're just listening, about what am I discussing or about what am I talking, it's what's called the Cass Review. It's a doctor, a pediatrician named Hillary Cass, who basically took it on herself to come up with a real thorough study on the so-called services that the Tavistock Institute was involved with, that the National Health Service was involved with, on the psychiatric side and on the medical mutilation side of giving so-called gender identity services to children. There is some pretty nasty stuff that she covers and shows that none of this stuff was helpful. None of it helped kids, and most of it was negative, including some of the so-called support that they would give to kids. That it just screwed them up even further, messed them up even more. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more if I get the opportunity. Just want to mention something real quick here. In fact, let me see if I can turn to Rumble, because I think over at Redacted, they had a pretty good comment from their producer. Here it is. Again, it's the Hillary Cass study, 120 pages. And good for Natalie Morris to go through the whole thing over the weekend. Let me see if I can find this here for you. It looks like they've ended it. So I'll see if I can find this on their site. Let me see here. It looks like I'll have to redo this CPU running on empty, as they say. Her producer David, one of their two producers, David, mentioned that he was watching a YouTube video recently about a young woman who went into a Planned Parenthood facility and got so-called help almost immediately. So let me see if I can show that to you here. I'll see if I can find it. I think this is it. I think, let me see here. I'll see if I can play it for you tomorrow. Let me just double check here.
It's cruel. I mean, you can laugh about it, right? But that's cruel to send away a boy.
It's cruel.
And with painful erections that they did not.
Yeah, there's some nasty stuff coming.
And you're talking about the physical things, but they're not even talking about like what an instant supply of testosterone is going to do to a girl that's never had testosterone. Yeah. It's not something your body's just going to be like, oh, this is just a little different. No, that changes everything about the way you think. And I mean, it's
well, also, this is interesting that I had never thought of before. The cast review says that it takes these young girls and it makes them more sexually aggressive than they may have otherwise been. And so they don't know what their sexuality would have been if they hadn't had this perversion of hormones in them. So you can't say that you didn't change their sexuality. So you may have taken a girl who would have been either heterosexual or a lesbian and completely changed how they now see themselves. But not only that, then they're sterile. So they feel this sort of sexual aggression, but they can't achieve orgasm. So they're always going to be hyped up and frustrated. And that also to me sounds cruel. I mean, we can make lots.
It's so sad and disgusting and troubling. It's really bad. Let me see if I can find this section here where David steps in and mentions something. Yes, I think I found it. Let me just double check here. I'm sort of going, I wish that Rumble hadn't recirculated on my
Bud right now.
Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a person that's a detransitioner that I've watched on YouTube, and she said she walked into Planned Parenthood, got a prescription for testosterone that day. Said they didn't even take her back and ask her any questions or anything. They're just like, here you go, here's your prescription, and she went on it thinking it was right. And now she still has a man's voice, and she's like that for the rest of her life, and is just pissed off about it and trying to tell kids not to do.
How old was she?
12.
Yeah. 12 years old. Unbelievable. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, the creator of the Liberty Conspiracy, which can be seen and heard every Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and on my Twitter/X feed, that being at Gard Goldsmith. That's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. If you're interested in finding more information that I might be able to provide to you, then check out my Substack, that being the Gardner Goldsmith Substack. And you'll find that every Sunday we provide what's called the Sunday News Assembly. The News Assembly contains at least 20 stories pertaining to liberty, plus contextual information that will help draw out of those breaking stories longer-term intellectual ammunition to help defend and expand the purview of freedom. Thanks so much for listening. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. You can pay your bills with Dash at spritz.finance. Plus, they can send dollars to your bank if you still need those for something. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. More conservatives are joining the push to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar declared his support Friday for the motion introduced by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position. Conservatives are discontent with the speaker, contending that border policy modifications should be linked to any fresh aid for Ukraine. Arizona Republican Senator John Kavanaugh anticipates that the state's Civil War-era abortion prohibition will be abolished prior to the upcoming election.
I believe it will. I'm pro-life, but I think there are enough Republicans who will vote with the Democrats to do that.
Speaking to Fox 10, Kavanaugh acknowledged that while the majority of Republicans traditionally support a pro-life stance, societal dynamics have evolved. Former President Trump is frustrated by a gag order in his hush money case, barring him from discussing those involved. Trump argues it violates his free speech rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, the creator of the Liberty Conspiracy, which can be streamed visually and audibly on Rumble and Rockfin and on my Twitter feed starting at 6 o'clock every Monday through Friday evening. We'll welcome you into the chat and take your comments live or after the fact. Please join us. And of course, if you're wondering about my Twitter feed, it's at Gard Goldsmith. That's G-A-R-D Goldsmith. You can also check out my Substack. We're going to do some war coverage, one and all. So for that, we're going to turn not to time zone from world destruction, but instead, I was in a real killing joke mood. So we need to hear that cough from War Dance. Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. A classic image. Killing joke. This is actually a superimposition. Music for pleasure is not music no more. Music to dance to. Music to move. This is music to march to. Do the war dance. Music to march to. Now, I want to lay this out in a way that I think makes some sense to me. You let me know if you think this makes some sense to you. This, I think, exposes the hypocrisy of politicians in the United States and in Britain when we look at Iran's response to the destruction of the Israeli destruction of the Iranian embassy in Damascus. Now, it's not just missiles, actually drones. What's very interesting is I think the best overview that I got of that came from Scott Ritter when he was speaking with George Galloway. And that George Galloway portion sort of actually opens up a number of different colors on the palette. But the hypocrisy, double standards, and I think continuation of the say one thing, do another thing, and give cover to the Israelis, I think that's really coming in now. So let me give you this. This is a quick snapshot. We'll go into the stories a little more in a minute. Biden tells Netanyahu, they say to us, they tell us that Biden told Netanyahu that the U.S. won't support any attack on Iran. Okay, that from Dave DeCamp yesterday. Well, what's the first thing? I responded in a couple ways to a couple people on X about this. It doesn't matter what Biden says, and we don't even know if he really said that, right? First, we don't know if he said it. Second, so it could just be cover for him politically here, right? But second, even if he did say that, United States policy is that they want to give them more weapons anyway. So they're not going to stop giving the weapons, just like they've been doing since October 8th. They say one thing and do another thing. They say, oh, man, you know, we have expectations about how you're going to use these weapons to kill people. So you can't kill indiscriminately. And we just, you know, we have expectations about this when we give you all the weapons you use to kill people. So, you know, you better. And they don't conform. They kill more innocent people, drive them out of their homes, turn them to powder, all that sort of stuff. Right. Shoot people at food trucks, drone strike the food caravan, shoot them at UN food tents, all that stuff, right? Errantly accuse UN food workers of being involved with the October 7th attack when they have no evidence to actually show any of that stuff. All these things, just lie after lie after lie, right? Absolutely ridiculous. Then they tell us, well, now we're expecting that the United States is not going to support any attack by Israel against Iran. But if you just go past this headline to another quick headline from anti-war, what's this? Speaker Johnson says the House will vote on more Israel aid this week. That was a story from yesterday as well. So how are they going to stop Iran from Israel from attacking Iran? They won't. It's all a smoke screen. It's all just empty rhetoric. It doesn't make a difference at all. None of it makes a difference. Now, to talk about hypocrisy, let's look at David Cameron, the former prime minister, now the foreign secretary under Rishi Sunak, and listen to how he got caught up on Sky News as he was boastfully saying that this is exactly what Israel needs to do. They have every right to go back after Iran after this terrible strike. Really? Really? Oh, that's interesting. Are you mentioning what the Israelis did in Damascus? No. Well, this reporter from Sky News actually did a pretty good job. Check it out.
The whole world can see all these countries that have somehow wondered, well, you know, what is the true nature of Iran? It's there in black and white.
What would Britain do if a hostile nation flattened one of our consulates?
Well, we would take, you know, we would take the very strong action.
Classic. He's just deer caught in the headlights. Look at that guy. Oh, well, I'm pretending I'm not even listening to what I'm saying. I'm just offering something so I can get out of here now. I'm not here. This didn't happen. I don't even exist. Ah, well, we're done now, right? Now let's go to some of the RT coverage of this to talk a little bit more about hypocrisy and lying. Here's a little bit of the Iran Strikes Back, not George Lucas production. But watch for the ending of this, because it's classic. I was watching live, and I paused Rumble, like Saturday night. I paused Rumble and scrolled back so I could record it. Check this out. This is classic.
And after Iran hit Israel, the IDF posted a video on social media, that one right there, which is actually a fake. So in fact, footage from 2017 is showing a Russian Grad rocket system. And the logo of another channel had even been blurred out in the footage. Though the Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz praised the Israeli armed forces for repelling the attack, though he says the incident is far from over.
Oh, I see. So can you trust anything that you're getting from those people? No, of course you cannot trust anything that you're getting from those people. Now let's see George Galloway, as George Galloway did an excellent job nailing Rishi Sunak. And this was reposted by none other than the great Gerald Celente. George Galloway now back in Parliament as he just nails Rishi Sunak for his towering hypocrisy.
Mr. Speaker, I knew your father well for a very long time. He was a fine man, and I am sincerely sorry.
That's a separate topic. Someone inside Parliament lost a loved one, his father. So here we go. Now he's going to get right to the point about the Iranian response. And then we'll talk about, you know, expectations or predictions that any of you might have, or, you know, any sort of speculation. I've got a few thoughts on this. I'll offer those up, and you can tell me if you think maybe that is valid or kind of off base, if I'm missing something. So here's George.
For your loss, there was not one single word in the Prime Minister's statement of condemnation of the Israeli destruction of the Iranian consulate in Damascus, which is the proximate reason for the event everyone is here in concert condemning. He was not even asked to do so by the front bench opposite. Kay Burley is the only person so far to demand that of a government minister. We have no treaty with Israel, at least not one that Parliament has been shown. And the Iranians are not likely to listen to him. When Britain occupied Iran, looted its wealth, and overthrew its one democratic socialist government in my own lifetime.
Yeah, good point. Absolutely right. And Rishi Sunak just looked like a puppet, of course. So there's more. So let's get to antiwar.com to give you some of the more details on the printed side of things. There are a number of stories, including Israel and Ukraine information. And, you know, with the two big kinetic things going on, I sometimes put them together. Sometimes they go separate. So most of this is going to be about the Israeli-Iran thing. First, I want to show you, again, that headline that we mentioned, that Biden tells Netanyahu U.S. won't support attack on Iran. Well, they are going to support attack on Iran, and it doesn't matter what he says because they're going to send more money to him this week. You know it's going to pass, and that's, you know, very clear that that is what they want to do. Now, I'll go into my speculation about it in just a minute. And, of course, you also see the headline there. Johnson says in blue, Johnson says House will vote on more Israel aid this week. And Israel's defense against Iran cost over $1 billion. That was supplied by us. Now, we've got some details coming from Scott Ritter about the way Iran went about its attack to essentially send a message and show what they can do. And I'm not all jazzed up and excited about the battles or the technology or anything like that. But here is another very important item. This one from yesterday by Dave. That's three pieces that he released in a day. That's amazing. Again, he did it last week. I think he might have done even more than that. UN says there is no improvement in aid access in northern Gaza. A UN official overseeing relief efforts in Gaza. Now, remember, folks, supposedly Israel was going to allow people to go back in there, right? Well, guess what? They're starving there. A UN official overseeing the going to allow residents to go back in there, to move back north when they told them to go south, because now they're, you know, cleaning out the south. Wiping life out of there. A UN official overseeing relief efforts in Gaza said aid access has not improved in the northern part of the strip and pushed back on Israel's claims that the UN was to blame for the difficulty in distributing the aid. Jamie McGoldrick, a UN humanitarian coordinator, said the responsibility for the occupying power when it comes to providing humanitarian assistance for starving Palestinians, quote, only ends when aid reaches the civilians in Gaza. McGoldrick said, it's very easy for Israel to say, we've sent you 1,000 trucks, so please deliver them inside Gaza. He said distribution inside Gaza was difficult due to the security vacuum and delays due to Israeli checkpoints. Aid workers have also been frequently targeted by Israeli workers. As 177 employees of the UN's Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA, have been killed since October 7th. The killing of seven workers for the World Central Kitchen grabbed the world's attention since six of them were from Western countries. In the latest incident, UNICEF workers reported that a vehicle they were traveling in was hit by Israeli gunfire. Luckily, no one was hurt. McGoldrick made the comments on Friday, the same day Israel announced it started letting aid into northern Gaza through a new border crossing. Israel initially said it would open the Erez border crossing to allow trucks into the northern part of the strip, but it opened a crossing in a different location, which it didn't specify. The Israeli military also declined to say how many trucks have been allowed in through the new crossing, so it's unclear if it will make an impact. Samantha Power, don't forget, everybody, even though Lloyd Austin said he had seen no evidence of genocide, Samantha Power admits that she believes famine is occurring in parts of northern Gaza, and that comports with statements of intent from the head of the IDF and from people inside the Knesset. So they have openly stated in the government of Israel their intent to starve people, their intent to sweep them off the land, and this that she is saying is testimony to the result of their policy. She is, of course, head of the USAID. She's not the best character herself, but I think it's valuable to note that. Now, let's go into the Ukraine-Russia stuff. And there's an interesting facet to this that has to do with journalism and the way things are depicted, but not here at the Libertarian Institute, where they do a good job. The first part of the story is about U.S. officials and the Ukraine-Russia war. Of course, the proxy war with the United States and NATO fighting Russia in a nation state where the government has done the bidding of the United States there since late 2013 into 2014. Essentially 2014, between December and January 2013, the end of December was the transition period when they cobbled together their new government with Nazis helping out. And Jeffrey Pyatt and Victoria Nuland had their infamous conversation about working with people like Tianibach and then putting in Yatsenyuk. So, with that stated, of course, tens of thousands of people in the Donbass region were either threatened or killed by the anti-Russian forces coming from Kiev. But this is a very interesting story from Kyle Anzalone, and I'll show you. Guess who's involved with this? Check it out. U.S. officials say new Russian Arctic pipeline is dead in the water. Oh, gee, sort of like other pipelines we might know. A top U.S. official declared that Washington is using economic warfare to prevent Russia from completing a new liquefied natural gas pipeline in the Arctic. Officials in Washington threatened the Nord Stream pipelines before, I know, shocker, they just blew up themselves. Happens all the time, like in Repo Man. People just explode. Before explosions destroyed three or four pipelines that transit energy from Russia to Germany. I'm sure the German people enjoyed that when they saw their energy prices skyrocket. We'll talk about skyrocketing prices coming up soon for that big piece from MRC TV. I hope you like it. I hope you find it worthwhile, too. On Monday, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Energy Resources, that's his new post, Jeffrey Pyatt. Wait a minute. Jeff is back. After his wonderful F the EU phone calls with Victoria Nuland, where they got caught talking about whom they were going to put in charge of the government after the U.S., NATO, and Soros-sponsored coup, the Maidan coup. Well, he's back. Guess who's back? Pyatt's back. Yeah, he's the real Slim Shady. Jeffrey Pyatt explained that the U.S. had sanctioned Moscow in an effort to prevent the completion of a Russian pipeline in the Arctic, a project dubbed LNG2. Gee, it'd be really bad if we could get any more liquid natural gas flowing around the world to help people. Yeah, we should just leave it all on the ground. Yeah, he says our role is to ensure Arctic LNG is dead in the water, he said. Sort of like when Victoria Nuland said that I'm sure people, some certain politicians would be happy because Nord Stream is now a pile of metal at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, Pyatt said we're very focused on ensuring that Russia is not able to develop new projects in order to redestine the gas that they redestinate the gas that they previously sent to Europe. You know, after they destroyed the one pipeline, now they don't want to be able to. This, as I mentioned, this is what it's all been about, to isolate Russian energy exports. I started talking about this when they started to overthrow Syria because they tried to get a pipeline. The Russians and the Syrians were working together on that for a long time. That's why they wanted to overthrow Assad. That's why they wanted to isolate Russia from Crimea. That's why Putin had to go into Crimea. In addition to all the slaughter of the ethnic Russians there that was going on for years. But in 2014, in March of 2014, that is when Barack Obama started up the Russia is going to be our big, big scapegoat from that point on. It really started then. He issued an executive order all about that, saying, oh, there's a danger. Russia is a danger. Oh, okay, fine. Meanwhile, what are they doing? They're pushing Russia. They're going against the Minsk Agreement from 1995 with James Baker. They're expanding into the Iron Curtain nations that they promised that they would not expand into. All of those things. And, of course, they overthrow Ukraine in 2013 and put a new government in 2014. It's very clear what they were doing. He says, our role is to ensure Arctic LNG is dead in the water. It won't develop new projects to get their gas from where they were going to send it to Europe. It says, while the White House says its crusade to slash Russian energy exports is intended to help Ukraine maintain high demand for American LNG exports, maintaining high demand for American LNG exports has become a major political issue in Washington. So they're also doing it to favor American LNG interests. No kidding. And of course, back when they were trying to block the pipeline from Russia through Syria into Europe, they were doing that partially on the behest of the Arab states, Saudi Arabia, UAE, things like that. Now, don't forget, the United States is also contemplating giving Ukraine money that they're going to seize or have already seized $100 billion worth from Russian so-called oligarchs and Russian business people. They have already prevented people in Hungary, at banks in Hungary, from being able to do business with Russians. They're sanctioning those specific banks. They have no constitutional power to do it. They have no moral power to do it. There's no trial. There's no accusation of wrongdoing. Well, guess what? It is inspiring. Russia is retaliating. Here's the story. Russian seizure of Western farmlands raises concerns in Italy. Check it out. Russian President Vladimir Putin has once again sparked concern in the West. This coming from Dagens News. Has once again sparked concern in the West with a recent decree that has significantly altered the control of agricultural lands in Russia. Well, they must be initiating the aggression, right? Just like Iran, right? Don't forget the history. I mean, don't remember the history. According to Italian journalist Giorgia Bonomonida and a report by the Money publication, Western publication owned by one of the big conglomerates, the Russian government has temporarily seized assets from several Western companies, marking another tense chapter in Russia-Western relations. The decree from Putin specifically targets AgroTerra, a company controlling about 265,000 hectares of agricultural land across regions like Kursk, Lipetsk, Penza, Ryazan, Tambov, and Tula. AgroTerra, although operational in Russia, is owned by entities based in the Netherlands. Yes, the Netherlands, of course. So when the Netherlands isn't seizing property, they get very upset that the Russians are going to seize property. Oh, there's a bit of hypocrisy there, isn't it? Remember the Netherlands going after all the farmers, saying they had to slaughter cattle like in Ireland? What was it, 300,000 heads in Ireland? Yeah. Interesting. This move is seen as part of a broader Russian strategy to retaliate against Western sanctions and threats to confiscate frozen assets of the Russian central bank. The reaction in the West has, of course, been one of alarm and massive hypocrisy, with concerns that this action might not be an isolated incident. Observers worry about the potential repercussions beyond Russia's borders. Oh, you don't like it then, huh? Gee whiz, how strange. How strange. Giorgia Bonomoneta, the journalist, reports that Western companies have already faced significant financial losses due to their withdrawal from the Russian market. Well, they were told to withdraw from the Russian market in many cases because they're not going to get financial help from Western banks connected to the Federal Reserve. But, you know, that's just part of it. And talk about this land seizure. Before I show you the, we'll sort of round things off with the Scott Ritter stuff on the Iran stuff, sort of round off the show. But I want to turn to that big piece that I put together for MRC TV. Because when we're talking about the Russians confiscating 200,000 hectares of agricultural land, according to this report, and of course, you know, not really going into the details of how much money the United States has already taken from so-called Russian oligarchs, the United States taking yachts, people like Liz Warren praising that, thinking it. There's a lot more coming up with Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.